Hey, you reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is foreknowledge and predestination. If you could know what's going to happen before it happens, wouldn't that be great? You could avoid a lot of stuff. You could change your destiny. That'd be really great. Well, it's just a pipe dream because we don't know what's going to happen in the future unless we hear from God. And he tells us what's going to happen in the future. And that's what Paul said to the Romans, just that. Because he's talking in Romans 8:28. You remember that famous scripture? It says, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purposes. And then it continues in verse 29 through 30. And here is where the foreknowledge and predestination comes. He says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Isn't that great? Moreover, verse 30, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So the foreknowledge of God was that he's going to call some people. And those people are going to respond. And he knew who would respond before it happened. Whom he did foreknow. That's the foreknowledge of God. He knew that Reverend John Marinelli, before he was ever born, would come to know him. He knew you also could look down through the ages and say, there's that lady, there's that man, Susie or Jane or Jim or Philip or whoever it may be. I've called them and they responded and I knew they would. So I'm going to predestinate them. All that means is I'm going to predetermine their destination. And that predestination is to be conformed to the image of his son. That means we're going to be just like Jesus, full of the glory of God, justified in every way. Isn't that great? Glorified. That's what he has in store for us. And the reason he's going to do all this is so that the Son, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now hold on. You mean I'm going to be the brother of Christ? You betcha. He's the first one. That means he's a prototype. It's like when Henry Ford made the Model T. He came out with one and he says, look at that, isn't that cool? Now I'm going to take that pattern and I'm going to make a whole bunch more. And I'm going to do that so this one won't be all by itself. And that's what God is doing. He brought Jesus to us, made him the captain of our salvation, justified him, glorified him, and then said, now I'm going to do a whole bunch just like him, and I'm going to predetermine that destination for all those people, and they're going to come to me, and I am going to change them into the same likeness of Christ, that they too will look just like Jesus. That's the foreknowledge of God and the predestination process. So today, I want you to think how you were known by God before the foundation of the world, and that you were predestinated to be changed or conformed into the image of Christ. And that glorifies Jesus, and that sets us to be his brother for all eternity, to look just like him, to be blessed with him by God the Father. Think about that. And then get out of all the sadness and everything else and look to your future and look to the greatness that God has for you. to be just like Jesus. God bless you, and have a great day.